I think Jeff found out that the main way to make us uncomfortable is photo evidence.
Hi, welcome back to the podcast. You're listening to Big Campaign Stories. I'm your DM, Jeff. Let's start with those lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean. I'm playing fours. And I got a 12. Mavs.
Hey.
Welcome back.
It's me, Mav. I'm back. I'm playing Dosh, and I rolled for my lightsaber check a 6 and a 3. Lucius.
John playing as Lucius, and I got a 9. Let Jesse go for it.
Thanks, John. I'm Jesse. I'm playing Oswald, and I got a 6.
So as we last left, Oswald hiding in the bushes, gathering information on Togar Crow. He's inside the building with his paid mercenary goons. The rest of you, what were you doing?
I think the idea is that we're gearing up to drive over there and confront him and try to just get the parts back, his limbs. It seems like he's holing up in his house, but in my mind, he's got to be getting ready to leave. He knows he has debt. Like, he'd be insane to think he can just stay there with a couple of discount goons.
Oswald, as you watch, you will see him, yes, starting to bring some things out into the main kind of living room area. You will see he will go back and will be gone for about 10, 15 minutes as he switches into a different set of cybernetic prosthetics.
Ooh.
These ones have kind of a black metal kind of chrome look to them. They look to be military-grade cybernetics.
Huh. And he's replaced all three of his cybernetic limbs with these military ones?
Correct.
Okay. I'll tell Lucius that, hey, he just switched out his limbs for different ones. These ones look black and military and scary looking.
Great.
So maybe we need to call Ophelia and get some clarification on exactly which limbs we're supposed to recover.
Did Ophelia specify on which limbs?
She did. That they were professional military-grade arms and legs.
Okay. Do we have a reason why he switched limbs?
Probably because he's preparing for a fight.
Because we're now finding out that he interchanges his limbs for whatever reason. Maybe this is a went from a confront him to a try to figure out when he likes to wear his fancy alabaster limbs and steal the good ones, or what I'm assuming are the good ones. I think we're on our way. I don't imagine he's going to stick around for very long. He must know that if it's not us that it's about to claim this bounty, it's going to be someone else.
Do I see like a vehicle or anything that looks like he could use to escape, or that he's loading up in preparation to leave?
You see the banter support vehicle that they had driven up in, but you do not see a vehicle outside. Now, he does have a garage, so.
Right. Okay. But if he was planning on like fleeing, it seems like I'd be witnessing loading up of stuff like we saw with Martelix. So it looks to me like he's planning on defending this location.
Okay.
Yeah, a few moments later, you'll see another vehicle begin to come up the driveway.
I'm just trimming that hedge. Snip, snip.
I think ultimately we're getting in the van, everybody that's not there, and we're driving there, whether or not we're confronting him immediately or just kind of figuring out what we're doing along the way. But yeah, I think we're all in the van.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's dusk. The sun is setting as you guys are driving across the city.
That makes my cover of a landscaper less believable.
Your conspicuous meter is steadily rising.
Exactly.
Oswald, you watch as the vehicle pulls up. A man gets out of the driver's side and grabs a briefcase before heading in. Go ahead and give me your perception check.
I got a 26 on my perception.
Excellent. Behind you, you hear a sliding door open.
Behind me?
Correct.
I imagine that I am on a different property, like across the street, trimming a shrub. Is that not accurate?
That is accurate.
Oh, shit. All right, I'm going to just play it cool. I'm not going to look behind me. I'm pretty sure this is going to be like a homeowner who's saying, hey, why are you trimming my hedge? So I'm going to count on that and hopefully not just get like brained from behind.
You will hear a woman's voice ask, am I to assume that I'm having a garden-related emergency?
And I'll, at that point, look over my shoulder and say, oh, no, regular service. And I'll just start, like, packing up as though I'm about to, like, move off her property.
Looking back, you see a short woman with dark skin, blonde curly hair, and stark blue eyes. She's dressed in a business casual uniform as she stands there watching you pack up. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't want to bother. Please continue. But
that will definitely make me pause.
I won't ask why you're looking at the crow, but since I'm giving you this favor, do you mind doing me a small one in return?
What can I do for you?
She smiles, and you can catch the Selene smile, the nobles that have paid to have their teeth sharpened to give that vampire-like appearance.
Creepy.
She points down at another home further in the estates. The blue one there. One of my professional rivals is having a party. I was hoping to send him a basket. And since you happen to be wearing mining gear out in my yard, I figure you could deliver it.
I can do that for you, yes.
Excellent. She will go inside to go retrieve the basket. While she is gone,
I'm going to send a quick message to Lucius that my cover is blown.
While she is gone, you look back to see Toger Crow mid-swing with a wine bottle smashing down across the face of the man who got out of the car.
Shit.
Using the military-grade cybernetic arm to tear off the hand of the man who is currently being bludgeoned to death as he walks away with the briefcase, you see the banter support members start to clean up and grab the body.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try and relay a message to Lucius. Van rolled up, the guy got out with a briefcase. Toger killed him with a wine bottle and stole the briefcase.
Are you just saying this through Sliver?
Yeah, sending that via Sliver, yeah.
All right. Well, Toper's brutal. I imagine we all heard that.
You would hear in the background as the lady returns, setting down a large basket next to your feet, Oswald. Inside, you see there's about 3 or 4 bottles of wine, various chocolates, preserved meats. It doesn't take much for you to notice that each of the bottles of wine has matching colors to each house it seems to have come from.
Neat. I will, I guess, take the basket, and I'll just start walking over towards... How, from the blue house, can I still keep eyes on Toger's residence, or is that out of sight line for that house?
Be a little bit out of sight for that. This home is on the other side, so you'd be able to like look up at his deck, as opposed to this side where you can see into the home.
Right. Okay. I'm going to look at the lady and see if I can tell whether she's expecting me to go deliver this right this second.
Nope. She, after she sets it down, she will walk back and close and lock her sliding door. You definitely heard the door when it opened, and you heard it when it closed. It does strike you a little bit odd that you did not hear her walk across.
Huh. Okay.
Our heroes pull up in their sweet van outside of the Bayview community.
All right, time to connect with Oswald.
Yeah.
I'm just like finally feel comfortable. Like this is where I'm supposed to be. Money.
I imagine I'm like trying to, I probably would like pick up the basket and try to figure out like a place I can kind of put it while keeping eyes on what we're actually here for so that I can take care of the basket later.
Yeah. We'll summon you over to the van, basket and all.
Okay. I'll come over and I'm holding this weird basket full of wine and shit.
Oh, thanks.
Oswald, what are you doing with the gift basket?
The lady whose house I was hiding at needs me to deliver it to that house over there, and she knew that I was hiding and spying on Crow.
Who is this lady?
I don't know.
You didn't ask her name?
Nope.
Why are you delivering the basket?
Because she knew what I was up to, and I figure it seemed like this was her ask of me to buy her silence.
I mean, are they having a tea party?
She said some kind of party, yeah.
And you don't know who she is?
No. She seemed like she had money, but, you know, everybody does around here.
They're having a party. You have a basket. God damn it. Let's make something work.
I mean, I can just zip over there and deliver the basket and be right back.
Nope. Get in the van.
Okay. I get in the van. I'm still holding the basket.
We're crashing a party. And just to be sure, he's wearing those military arms now.
You know, they're big lots. Is the party next door, though?
It's close, right?
Yes.
We got to make this party wild.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to cause a massive distraction if Basket Crow over here.
Yeah. Dressed in his finest.
Okay.
His finest prosthetics.
I immediately start going, everybody got the suits that can change, right? Quick change suits?
Funny enough, yes.
Yeah, I think we did do that, didn't we?
I'm going to immediately go over to each person's quick change suit and make them look like you belong here.
I feel like that probably won't disguise the fact that I'm wearing the mining equipment.
I can make it work.
I don't know if you can.
I'll tie it into the suit. I'll pull the grappling hooks out so they kind of hang out a little bit. So they have like a, they kind of flow with you when you walk.
Okay, cool.
Do you need a roll for this or?
Not yet.
Okay.
As you guys pull up to the front of the estate, the Lycal security guard at the front will ask for your identification. Who are you here to see?
By Sliver Oswald, did you even get the name of the...
Nope.
Yeah.
There's probably a name on the basket.
Good call, Fours. Look on the basket.
Upon the basket, you see it is labeled From Sengari to Avori.
Kind of reach across, Lucius. We're here for the party, Mr. Avori.
All right, go ahead and give me that bluff check.
Here we go. I rolled a 10 for 21.
All right.
I'm just sitting in the back of the van holding my drone, just kind of staring dumbfounded at how everything is progressing really quickly.
Yeah, the guard looks at his list again before pressing a button on the side, lifting up the gate, allowing you entry. Continue on, sirs.
Give him a nod and continue on. Yeah. What am I dressed like now?
You have capris on and a long flowing coat that are, they're clashing colors, but it's on purpose.
Amazing.
I'm just kind of look down while driving, just sigh.
I'm going to turn into a Corleone.
Oh, man.
Well, now I got to change your whole outfit. We got to stop.
I'm looking around at everybody changing their appearance, and I'm like, man, I am so unprepared for this.
I figured if we're going in to some crazy party stuff, I might as well just be a new person. So, yeah. Going to be a big, tall, square-jawed, dapper-looking Corleone.
If anybody asks you for an invitation, just tell them that important people don't get invited to things. They just show up.
All right.
Okay.
Lucius, do you want to roll a Knowledge Nobility Royalty?
So a 21.
With a 21, it brings up the name of Madame Minora Sengari and Reginald Avori. Though the details may be a little blurry, you do know these are both older Seleni families. The Sengari house dealing mostly with contracts. You're not positive on what the Avoris do. Being from the Rethi area, you are aware what a gesture of a gift basket like this means. Each one of these wine bottles is magically sealed, that by opening it, you are agreeing to house warfare.
What does house warfare look like?
So this is where your knowledge history would come in. Go ahead and roll me that now.
This is 29 total.
House warfare came to be a politer way of setting up that they are going to legally take out contracts to try to kill one another. This is what led to the creation of companies like Applied Solutions and Banter Support. Legalized announcement of intent to kill, but it just has to be done through appropriate third-party measures.
Fake landscapers.
Yeah, is there anything in there about what happens to the messenger?
Well, we already saw one guy get wine bottled.
The house warfare does not begin until the bottle is opened. So I guess, yes, if they just murdered you, Jesse, then that would be a good old-fashioned classic murder and should be arrested.
Yeah, that's fair.
But if they murdered you after they opened the wine bottle, then Sengari would have to pay restitution to your family.
Okay, so either way, I'm dead in those outcomes.
All of this comes to you as you're driving past the well-manicured lawns. The large topiaries, the art deco installations that are put outside in the yard for people to see as you guys are heading towards. But yeah, based on the description that Oswald gives you, it does sound like he spoke directly with Minora Sengari.
All right, interesting. We're still on plan party. We're driving up to the front, hopefully expecting to find some sort of valet. And if not, then we'll figure out where we're parking.
We all look good, but then we're still driving this van.
Yeah.
Pulling up outside of the Avori estate, it is three floors, a lot of glass. You can see pretty much the entire party going on inside. Each floor does have its own deck at different sides of the home. All of this is set, of course, below where you could look up and see the Crow estate. So you can see the deck and the bottom of his pool that is installed on the deck. But the valet, a thin android, will approach and take your vehicle to park it.
Man, what do we got in the back of this van?
I think it's pretty much your drone, which I don't know what to say about that. I guess I say we roll with it.
Just leave it, throw a blanket over it or something?
Right. Kind of take note of, well, first, thank and tip the android that is our valet, but kind of take note of which direction at least they're driving in if we can't see where they're about to park the car.
Yeah, it looks like there's a lower lot.
All right. And by sliver, I'll tell everybody, yeah, keep note of where the Hedron vehicle is. We don't want to be caught without being able to get back to it or get it out. But I think our goal here is to try to get Tober Crow to come to this party dressed as fancy as he can, hopefully with those alabaster arms. And the thought is that hopefully that if he does come to this party and we can make this party as awesome as possible, Dosh, it could be enough of a distraction that we can steal the military grade ones from his home.
I agree.
So I'll take the basket.
Don't give it to him just yet, because I think declaring war is kind of a downer.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I wanted to say too, is that this is pretty much your wheelhouse, Dosh. So we'll follow your lead. But yeah, I won't give this until the time is right.
I'm looking at that basket like it's radioactive.
I just feel lost in this environment, so I'm definitely just like clumping with the group and following y'all around.
Why don't you get some drinks in you? I'll be fine.
Well, you get to see my crazy disguise.
The crazy disguise we're talking about is a 42.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
That's a crazy disguise.
Yeah, it's my thing that I do.
With a 42 on disguise, you obviously have taken the form of the sweet surfer bod Corlean that you want to be, wearing your well-designed high-fashion party suit.
My cover story is that Dodge discovered me. He's going to make me a star.
Yeah, I can do that. I can work with that.
I didn't want to have to try and pretend to be someone who's already famous.
What's your name?
Jake Palace.
And what is your, what's your thing?
Model.
All right. Start heading in.
Very well. You guys will walk across the front yard of the Avoria estate. It is longer than your block that you guys live on. There are people getting drunk out here, eating, chatting, talking away. Some of you will recognize local politicians. Others might recognize heads of some of the smaller companies. Either way, it is a party in full swing, so the help wanders around freely with alcohol and food in pretty much any and every direction. People will nod or cheers as though they might know you, but you know, this is simply the front that they put on to make sure they are not left out.
Yep. I'll make sure Boris is walking in the front so everyone sees him.
But yeah, definitely giving people nods, cheers here and there, just playing in as if we're just as important as everybody else.
Hey, Lucius, do we have any worry we're going to run into any of your family here?
I was thinking that myself.
We weren't going to say that, but now.
We'll burn that bridge when we cross it.
How convincing does the Hedron harvesting equipment look as a a weird party disguise?
Go ahead and give me your disguise. Notch.
It's nowhere good as Forz is, that's for sure. But it, I got
Forz can literally give himself plastic surgery.
All right, I rolled a 23.
Yeah, so with the 23, it's still the young frame of Oswald wearing his Hedron gear. Looking at it, though, it does definitely take off the idea that it's a working thing and looks more aesthetic, right? With the dangly bit, with the grappling hooks hanging down at various lengths, they all kind of, it's almost like he's carrying a large wind chime on his back.
Yeah, it's kind of going for like an art installation slash yeah. Fashion, high fashion.
Like, he is his own deco piece.
Oswald is definitely feeling really nervous and out of place and is not at all sure how to act.
There's definitely noticing eyes from a couple people seeing Lucius carry a large gift basket into a party.
Yeah, so when we get in, first thing I'm going to do is try to get everyone here drinks to try to calm everyone down.
Yeah, absolutely. Inside of the home, you'll notice that everybody is wearing fun festive party hats. So there will be a Lykel that will come over and help you select what type of hat you would like to wear.
Oh, sweet. Is there any specific meaning behind the hats, or is it kind of just random?
So far, it looks pretty much random.
I will choose the best ones for the costumes we have.
Very well. A set of four matching bowler's hats.
Oh, man. Leaning towards Clockwork Orange. I was going to say, you have to make your coordinate fashion skill check.
Oh, shit.
To less Romeo and Juliet, more Gangs of New York.
Oh, man, do we get to be the Axe Gang?
No, we're the Wine Bottle Gang.
Oh, right. Seems less cool.
But the implication.
Inside the party, it's not hard to find out pretty quickly that Reginald Devore is on the second floor playing pool out on the deck.
Oh, you nailed it with Mister.
Ah, that's a lucky throw. Is there a band playing?
The band is on the third floor.
I want to try to hobnob and see if I can figure out what the party is about without just straight up asking.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just kind of follow you around.
Mm-hmm.
And in this situation, I might actually break off a little bit and just start having discussions with people. Just talking in general, but trying to bring in Tober Crow.
Starting with Dosh, ask around, chatting up people. It looks like the party's in celebration of Avori's recent partnership with Umbara Pharmaceuticals.
Cool. I'm trying to think of how I can use this. But I will, as I'm doing this, I will make my way up to the third floor to the band.
All right. And Lucius, you said you're going around trying to get info on Tober Crow?
Not so much trying to get a feel if people know who he is. It could also be understanding who's living in this community. But ultimately, I'm trying to figure out how am I going to get this guy here. And if we talk about him enough, maybe I can figure that out.
Okay. Try to gauge interest.
Mm-hmm, exactly. At the same time, being aware that I'm carrying around a declaration of war.
Yeah, there is a fair amount of talk that goes that naturally does drift towards Toger as you talk with people. Most people here generally just find him embarrassing. He stole a lot of money. He lost his case. He's just not the kind of person you want to be around.
So he wasn't invited to this party.
Oh, goodness, no. No, I'm sure he wouldn't want to show his face after what happened.
I'll have to say, oh, yeah. Sorry.
Which time?
Which time are you talking about?
Everyone open mouth laughs and cheers.
Right, which is fine. That's more of a, all right, I got what I wanted from that circle of people that are talking. Time to move on.
Yeah, it's starting to look more difficult.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So Oswald and Jake, are you going to the third floor with Dosh, or are you staying here on the first floor with Lucian?
I'm following Dosh around like a puppy until somebody tells me to do something other than that.
I have my art piece with me and my model with me.
Yeah, not your entourage.
Jake, where are you?
I'll be at Dosh's side and keeping a lookout for anyone I might recognize or anything that sticks out. But I'm a little bit at a loss as to what to do. I had this drone plan. Totally got thrown out the window, so I haven't piece together anything I might be able to do. Right now, I'm just trying to act the part.
As Fours, Oswald, and Dosh head up to the second floor.
Third floor, right?
Right. You guys are on the first as you pass through the second on the way to the third. Oswald and Fours, you can recognize him because you've met him before, though Dosh has not. You would see out on the deck with the pool table, you see Mr. Avori. He's got a whiskey cup in hand, laughing with a few other people around him. There's a very stiff-looking Umbara Pharmaceutical representative that looks very uncomfortable and out of place. And between them, wearing a large 10-gallon cowboy hat, is Xavier Estival.
Shit.
The second floor, though, you can see that a lot more hats here are more artistic license on hats, right? They fulfill the role of being placed on the head and staying there, though some may take on more bowl shapes or like an actual soup bowl, or there's more of an art design to the hats on this floor. There are people that will whisper as you guys walk by, is that a new Dosh model? Is that out?
Oh, weird.
Oh, I haven't seen one in public.
Oh no.
To the third floor, where there is a awesome band of halflings playing away.
Ah, so this is the top floor, right? Like this is the like balcony, like can we see out?
Yeah, yeah. So this looks out onto the bay, down on some of the lower homes. It's not quite as high up that you could see onto like Toger Crow's deck and where he has there, but being up on this side, you're not too far away from it.
But we're close enough to grapple hook up there, right?
The mining equipment could probably definitely reach there.
Okay. I'm going to try to go get the band and wait for them to hit a lull. So I'll probably get a drink, get the guys a drink. Try to not put that weird Dosh model thing when it's in the forefront of my mind. Hopefully they have Android drinks here for me. When there's a lull, I'm going to try to see if I can tip the band and get them to play something a lot more upbeat and rousing, a lot more party music.
Yeah, it's not hard, given the option of playing something a little bit more energetic. They will go for it.
This is where the start is going to start. We're going to try to get some people dancing, people drinking. We have this pharmaceutical company here. There's probably some other stuff floating around in the in the bathrooms. And yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Alrighty.
Via Sliver, I'll tell Lucius that your brother's here.
Great.
He's on the second floor chatting up Avori.
Well then, let's do what we do to get the party going, Dosh, because eventually this might actually be the best way to talk to Avori as while he's there.
Are you still recognizable as Lucius?
Yeah, but not that anybody would recognize me.
Right, but you didn't change your appearance to try and look like someone else.
No. But that I'm not wearing what I wear almost every single day. This guy is enough. But I think in my conversations with people on the first floor I think I'm hoping to find somebody that might actually be able to get Tober Crow out here. If he's so disliked and embarrassing that he's not invited, then maybe turn this into more of like a Mean Girls type of thing.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
Yeah, try to turn it more into a joke to get him out here.
Try and carry the guy.
We could probably do that. Once the band finishes the song, try to get them to play something that's like, you know, they dedicate this song to Tober Crow and then have him play really loudly.
Is it Tober or Toger?
Toger. Well, shit. Toger Crow. All right. Well, that's half the episode calling him the wrong name.
I mean, John, this is kind of your thing, is calling people the wrong name. this is now an established thing you've done in most episodes.
People laugh at the idea of bringing him out to make fun of him. Go ahead and give me, though, your diplomacy as the gather info.
So rolling a diplomacy, I got a total of 21.
Chatting with people, it comes up a few times where it's hinted that he does have drug abuse problems. But it's not until you find the right crowd where they make fun of the discolored joints on his one good hand, which is tied with usually heavy grasp addiction. And you know, grasp is a synthesized drug created by Embaro Pharmaceuticals, made from the ethereal wasps that gather on the Verdant Isles. It grants the user limited telekinesis. Most people use it to fly around, but it can be used in violent ways as well.
It's not the drug that turns you into a tree man.
It is not the drug that turns you into a tree man.
It's called grasp?
It is called Grasp.
Nice.
The band plays a rowdy and raucous tune to Toger Crow.
Masterson's lightest hit, Grasping at Straws.
Oh my god, are you going to get up and sing, Dosh?
I mean, I could try, but my guy doesn't have a perform. I have a perform points in it, I just never chose what it was about, so I guess I could be a singer.
With that, on the third floor, as the band plays, people laugh. The song topic, and especially who the song is dedicated to. All of this will be in good fun until you hear the loud resounding thud, crash, and break of the glass of a wine bottle being thrown from above. A wild-eyed Toger Crow, still wearing his military prosthetics, but seems to have thrown a bottle at the third deck. You can see the sickly splat of red wine everywhere, though you can tell that there's a bit of blood mixed in there.
Oh shit. Now that I have its attention, I'll say, I'm drawing a blank.
I'll say, hi, and I'll try and get everyone on the deck to wave at him.
Do you want to taunt him, or do you want to try and, like, fool him into thinking he's invited?
I think we're trying to taunt him, get him angry, come over, stomp his way over here.
With the ever-so-handsome Jake, a crowd of people wave and laugh at the fact that Togur missed, as people often do, egging on and laughing at what could have been a very dangerous situation.
Yeah, wine bottles are pretty heavy duty.
Mm-hmm.
But news travels quick, so Lucius, wherever you are in the party, you will hear somebody kind of laughing like, oh, can you believe it? Togur just threw a wine bottle at us, and they'll laugh. What an asshole.
Oh, man. I'm sure he's not going to switch into his fancy dress limbs to come over here.
Probably not anymore, but if we did get him to come over here, though, even if he did come over ready to fight, at least it's not on his own turf.
Yeah,
true.
So that being said, those of you on the third floor would feel, as the crowd changes a bit, as Reggie Avori comes up to the third floor. Room gets quiet as people make space for him. He's dressed in kind of overalls, button-up shirt. I mean, he looks pretty much like a guy on his day off. But you'll see him walk out to the deck and look at the broken bottle, holding his whiskey in one hand, before yelling up, the hell are you doing that for? You come down here right now. Crow flips him off from above, says, I'm leaving. Fuck you. You will see that Reginald will reach over, put his hand on the gun at his hip, but will take it off slowly before setting down the empty cup and grabbing a new whiskey from one of the help passing by. He shrugs and looks at everyone, looks over at Jake and Dosh Oswald, before kind of says, drink up!
Yes.
Cheers to that.
He will mutter, somebody get over there and clean up that damn wine, before he will head back to the second floor. Lucius, on the first floor, you will see your brother coming downstairs.
I've got no reason to avoid him, and I like him, even if he doesn't give me any proper respect. So when I see him, I guess I'll nod, walk to him.
If you make eye contact, he'll drift over for a moment, and Lucky, what are you doing here? I didn't know you,
It's a party.
Yeah, it is. I just didn't think you got invited to these things.
You don't have to be invited when you're important.
He'll laugh at that, and touche. Well, have fun.
You were speaking with Reginald?
Yeah. They needed the paperwork signed. It needs to be official.
For what?
Umbaro's new distribution center is going to be put down here in Selene, and the Avori family is helping.
I'll sigh a bit and say, I hope that works out, and I'll slowly glance over to my wine bottles.
Look down at him, getting a serious look on his face as well of, oh.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't invited.
Don't gotta be invited when you're important. I'll see you later, Xavier.
Yep, getting out of here before you ruin this place. I won't tell Matilda I saw you.
Thank you.
Yeah, he'll take off his 10-gallon cowboy hat and place it back with the Lykel before heading out into the yard.
What's Togur doing?
Togur has gone back inside at this point. The music has resumed. A lizardfolk butler is cleaning up the wine on the deck.
Togur did say he was leaving. Maybe we should make a move for it.
Yeah, we either need to double down and try to get him to come down here, or we need to go up to him. I was thinking maybe like throwing hats up to his property, just like starting to pepper his deck with hats.
Geography wise, how far away are they from us? Because they're not next door neighbors, right?
Correct. So Togur owns the estate that is on like the bluff above.
Uh-huh.
Avori's. So, deck to deck, probably about 60, 70 feet away.
Okay.
But you know from Oswald's previous reporting that the driveway that goes to the Crow Estate is built to go all the way around it.
Mm-hmm.
So that you like have to look at the building as you up, as you come up and above.
Mm-hmm. He's got kind of a BoJack Horseman.
Yeah. Get some BoJack vibes in there.
All right. So 60, 70 feet up. That's kind of high to throw something.
I mean, maybe we give him the war declaration. He had his hand on his gun real quick. Maybe we can get...
He knows what's up.
Direct his anger.
Well, the war is going to start.
Yeah.
That's just going to happen somehow. The declaration is on the way. If it's not through us, it'll happen some other way. But trying to figure out how we juggle that we're now in the middle of being messengers for a war, as well as trying to get paid for a bounty.
Yeah.
See, this is why I was just going to do it on the side.
Nah. No, I think we could still use this.
Is Oswald getting a lot of attention from people?
You're on the third floor. People definitely walk by and like kind of flick the grappling hooks that dangle off. And there'd definitely be some questions, not like a lot of attention.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as it looks right now, it's not an operable piece of machinery. It's an aesthetic one, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. I was just thinking maybe you could slip out and get back to surveillance of the of Crow's place.
I could do that if we think that's what we want to do.
I'll suggest that to you via sliver while I'm taking a drink.
Yeah.
And you can sliver to Lucius.
Yeah.
If you need to.
I mean, if we, another option on the huck things on Crow's deck plan is I could cast True Strike and just get one thing up to his deck. I think a plus 20 is enough to huck it up that far.
Probably.
You can huck a Molotov cocktail.
Yes.
Let's just establish we can do a lot of things.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'll run these options by Dosh. I think Dosh is the one who's the playmaker for at this point, because like Lucius isn't really in the loop on what we're trying to do, I don't feel like.
I'm more worried that he's leaving.
Well, they're coordinating this plan. Lucius, what are you doing?
Building up the nerve to finally go speak with Reginald. So I'll probably grab another drink and then tell Dosh that everybody over Sliver, let's say. It doesn't look like we're able to get Togur here. He's not falling for it.
I'll say that, yeah, he had mentioned to Reginald that he's leaving. All right. So I think we're on a time crunch now.
Yeah, that's why I was thinking we needed eyes on his place.
Yeah.
How about it might be an idea to get back to your drone and I'll deliver this basket and we'll see what we can't do with the rest of this party to help us. If it doesn't work out, then we'll head over or we'll come up with something new. This is just going to be one that's up in the air until we figure it out.
I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm in. Is the party still going? It's not winding down or anything?
Not at this point. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
It is at the point of night right now where the people who are going to become a mess are just getting started. And all the people who are responsible have already left. So.
Okay. I'm just trying to think of a good exit strategy. I'm thinking I might go for being an irresponsible drunk and having someone need to escort me from the party. Or we can just leave.
Yeah, just leave. I don't think anybody cares. People already left, right? So.
No.
So that's what we're doing then? We're just going to start walking to the exit?
I mean, you can always sit down from the top floor, right?
I can. Is that what you want me to do?
Yeah, I'll make a spectacle of it.
Okay.
I'll say it there. Like, get some crowd and be like, they're not just for design. Show them what you can do.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good call. So yes, I'll be probably firing a few different grappling hooks up into the bottom of Toker's deck. And then, yeah, just using those to kind of get some momentum back and forth to put on a little bit of a display before I drop down as though I'm heading away.
Yeah, people clap and cheer. Definitely people get out there, each comms, taking pictures.
Well, I'm sure that won't bite me in the ass later.
I like how you were given a declaration of war basket, and this is what you're worried about.
Right? I'm worried about being on TikTok.
Lucius, on the second floor, if you are heading over, you can see Reginald is laughing and has broken a pool cue as he's clearly messed up a shot in his game. He slides over a large credit chip at the person he was playing against and asks for a rematch.
I'll walk in at that point and
you hear him, give me another stick.
I'll grab a stick, walk in over and say, that game must be stale. Perhaps you need a new opponent.
He'll look over at you and, do I know you?
You were just having words with my brother. I must look familiar to you.
Gotcha. Cheers.
Let's say somebody's walking by with drinks and I'll grab one for him.
Yeah.
Deus Ex waiter.
Yeah, you got next game after this. Give me a chance to win back my 10,000.
Oh. 10,000. Jesus.
Don't spit up your drink in front of him.
Well, fortunately, we just did do a dealing which gained us a whole bunch of money, so.
Which you are now going to bet away on your billiard skills?
No, I wish we could go that far, but no, we spent all our money.
On doctors.
Doctors, you know, crises, being able to eat the next day. Yeah, I'll laugh a bit. Yeah, 10,000, you'll want to get that back. And I'll glance down to the basket.
Yeah, the mirth will kind of drop from his face as he looks down at it. I'll snap his fingers a couple times, whisper to the waiter that walks by, and tell him to get everybody in here. You guys on the third floor that are still inside, Mr. Avori has requested everyone to the second floor.
I'm going to look at Dosh, concerned.
Yeah, I'll see if I can manage to keep Fours up on the third floor so he can scout with his drone while we go down into the second floor.
I didn't bring my drone. I had enough to get it out of the van.
No, I'll just send a message to Oswald since he's down there. To this, it's remote controlled, right? Can he control it from here if he gets it out of the van?
Is that...
Yes, absolutely.
Awesome.
Cool. Yeah, I'll say, Oswald, can you go to the van and get the drone out? So.
Sure thing. And I'll head back to where I saw them park the Hedron vehicle.
Alrighty. Oswald, go ahead and give me a perception while you're out there, as all the rest of you, save a well-hidden Jake Palace, will go to the second floor.
He looks like he's drunken on a sofa, pass out. Like, yeah, he's fine.
Got a 26 in my perception.
You guys all cluster together on the second floor. The crowd gathered here is all facing towards the deck, where there's the pool table. You see Reginald Avori standing next to him. Lucius. And looks like Avori's opponent has moved off the deck. Avori announces to everyone that it seems though the old broad has decided she wants to start something. And looks like she hired some outside help. And who are you?
If he's looking to me?
Yeah.
Right. First off, I was not hired. Minora, cowardly, gave us this basket to bring to you. I don't know why they couldn't show their face for this. But the declaration was made as soon as I saw this. So if it wasn't me, it would be anybody else. Next, congratulations on your merger with Mbaro. My family has great interest in it.
He'll laugh and pull out his gun.
Oh, shit.
He'll point it down at the gift basket and say, well, if she wants to start it, let's get it going right. And he will open up a clip into this basket, breaking every bottle of wine.
Holy shit.
Well, it sounds like it started then. I have ringing ears and I kind of stick a finger in one, kind of.
I'll raise my glass and say, to war!
People cheer along to the idea of war, and the party's starting. A slightly inebriated Avori at this point, though, put his arm around Lucius. Take a picture, he says to the closest person.
I'm going to try to sidle up real close.
And while a picture's being taken, I'll tell him, you take this grim news well. You were ready.
It was bound to come up eventually.
I think Jeff found out that the main way to make us uncomfortable is photo evidence.
And you're never worried about that neighbor you have, Toger.
Oh, the crow boy? Oh, he's useless. Lost a lot of money. I should have invited him, though.
Is it still too late? I'll make that a diplomacy. A total roll of 30.
Ak-pow.
Yeah, excellent. So as you begin trying to explain to Avori of how you'd like them to get Crow down here, Oswald, as you get to the van,
mm-hmm.
far enough away, and pull out the drone, you can start to see the smoke rising from Toger Crow's estate.
Shit. Okay. I'll tell the group that there's a fire at Toger's house as I'm trying to, like, get the drone out of its case and, like, turned on.
Yeah. You've seen it enough in action that... It is not hard for you to get that activated and going.
Cool. Yeah. It's like a fancy video game. All right. So, yeah, I'll just turn it on. I'll just, like, leave it on the roof of the van. And I'm going to start making my way towards Toger's house. I'm not sure if there's any way to zip over there or if I'm going to have to hoof it.
You'll have to hoof it back from the lot where it's parked, but then you can definitely zip up to the home.
Okay. That's what I do.
When I get the signal from Oswald, I'll take flight.
Yeah. Your drone will buzz up into the air. You can see Oswald running quickly along the grounds, heading in the direction of the Toger estate. Your view drone up and above will look over and see the fire that is currently starting to spread from inside of the home. You can see the four bodies quickly running to get into the banter support large kind of black SUV, you begin heading down the spiraling driveway and away from the home.
Or all four hired, just the hired guys.
All four hired guys and Crow in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I'll relay that.
I immediately just start running out of the party.
Mr. Vori kind of he doesn't seem to be answering.
And as I'm kind of hearing through Sliver, I'll take a shoulder and we'll walk to one of the glass windows overlooking the house. I can imagine you can see from this floor and point out the smoke. So it looks like the cowards left. I wonder what that's about.
Say, well, not my problem.
I'll cheers him and say, then it'll have to be mine. Thank you for the invitation to your party.
Not a problem. Always good seeing you.
And you as well.
Yeah, slinging around lies like it's nothing.
He watches an afraid-looking Yelikin gets yelled at as Vori says, rematch! Get my money back! Jake, you are still on the third floor. What are you up to once you get news?
Has the SUV started, or are they still getting in it? And, like, I basically, if it's possible, if they haven't taken off yet, to, I suppose, land the drone on the roof? But I don't know. That might be a stupid idea. What is possible here? did they already take off?
At this time, if you're wanting to land your drone on the roof, is this to be a distraction, or is it just so your drone's on the roof?
I guess I'm sort of making it up as I go.
Are you trying to track them?
Track, because, yeah, I'm not going to be able to fly after them for as long a distance as I'm probably going to need to. So it's more of a tracker thing.
Looks like they're leaving shortly.
Okay.
From the roundabout driveway, you guys could try to cut them off the pass.
Yeah, I will bolt up from the couch I'm sunk into. And I guess I'll just be running for an exit. And if I see any of the guys, I'll follow them.
Okay.
Or, you know, try and meet up.
All right. And Dosh, you said you were heading out immediately?
Yeah.
All right. What are you up to?
I'll just grab the keys to the van and rush down to it. Try to bring the van up to grab the guys.
Okay. Oswald.
Yeah.
As you project yourself upwards, what are you up to?
Okay, so I imagine I get up probably to the deck that's on, like, the back of Toger's house, right?
Yeah, somewhere as you're launching yourself up, what, you probably hear the gunfire at the party.
Right. No idea what that's about.
Yeah, you get up onto the deck. I mean, it is nice. This is beautiful stained wood imported from the Verdon Isles. Mm. A large-sized pool that you can see through the bottom of from below.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, laying in the middle of this living room, there is the body of the man who got out of the vehicle.
Right.
His left arm ripped off, as well as both of his legs. And the kitchen is currently on fire.
Oh, wild. Okay. Would I think to take a picture? I think my first instinct is to, like, think about, can the fire be contained in its current state? Like, is there a chance that I could put out the fire? Or is it already too far gone?
It looks like it's a bit much.
Okay.
Especially for one person.
Yeah, I don't know how I would do it either. That'd be step two, but... Okay, so the dude's dead. He's missing the three of his limbs. I assume the same ones as the guy who's got the cybernetic shit. So my options are I can try and recover stuff from the house, or I can track the van. I know the drone is up and going. I'm pretty confident in my ability to catch up to the van or for us to go track him down later.
You know I've got eyes on the van.
Yeah, exactly. So I think now is the only chance we're going to have to get anything out of this house. So I'm going to go in the house, I guess, and I'm going to start trying to look around for anything of interest or value. Maybe the other, prosthetics, cybernetics that Toger left behind, if he did, or paperwork. I'm not sure how much time I'm going to have and how big the house is.
I mean, the house is large.
Yeah.
If you had more strength, I would suggest getting that victim out of there, but, I know that's a bit much.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about that, but, like, my impression is he's already dead. And, like, yeah, it'd be nice to have him out of the house as, like, evidence towards something, but, you know.
You got one of them LS grenades?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Do we all use ours?
That's what I'm curious about.
I don't know that I ever had one.
Well, in our last mission, fighting against the Ember Wolves, I distributed two of them.
I don't think I was one of the two.
I mean, I don't think you would have brought a grenade to a party.
Well, we didn't know we were going to a party.
That being said, Dosh, you're able to start the vehicle and start heading back towards the home. Lucius, what are you up to?
Heading out and back towards the vehicle in a calm fashion.
You and Jake will meet up on the front yard as Dosh is pulling it up. From inside the home, Oswald, you can see out the front where the driveway connects with the home.
Mm-hmm.
As you are looking about, you'd see the lights turn on as the Hedron vehicle is getting ready to leave.
Okay, I'll relay that to Forrest and say, the van's about to leave. I'm inside the building.
All right.
And your drone will take its seat on top of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to try and land it as gingerly as possible so it doesn't land with a thud.
You know, I'm just going to give them a check to see if they notice it amongst the distraction of everything else. The men inside, currently all five of them crammed into this vehicle, though a little tight. Yeah, do not seem to take notice of the fact a small drone has landed on top of the vehicle they are in as the house in front of them is burning down.
There's a lot of chaos, though, so that is to my advantage. Cool.
All right. So, Oswald, searching through the home. I mean, there's definitely expensive stuff here. Large vid screens, probably larger than you've ever seen.
Jeez.
Decorating one of the walls. You can see the teleportation pad that was here, still sitting in the corner.
Wow.
The amount of wealth to be lost is staggering.
Guessing that teleportation pad is too big to be just like picked up and carried, right?
Correct. Yeah, it is an installed fixture.
Yeah, I'll note the amount of wealth that's being burned here, but I'm looking for things that I can either like see and know, so gain information about, or pick up and carry myself, so like paperwork or small things.
Nice clothes, good suits, paperwork. I mean, there's an office and study here. The smoke has not spread too far yet. As you can hear the kitchen burning, but yeah, you know, the office has papers scattered about. You can see this room looks like it's been gone through very quickly.
Yeah.
And there's definitely like an entirely flipped over cabinet drawer that has been cleared out.
Okay.
You're not seeing any prosthetics still here, though you have found a couple of stands of where you imagine he would put them when they was not using them.
Okay.
So it looks like he has taken both sets.
Okay. Huh.
Down below on the front yard, Dosh pulls up in the van for Jake and Lucius.
We'll get inside.
Yeah.
Yep.
I say, are we following without Oswald? Is he staying behind?
Hopefully Oswald's going to be able to find his way there as quick as he can. Where is he right now?
He's in Crow's house. And Crow's house is on fire. And I'll point. I'll point from the back of the van.
Right.
To the out of control fire.
So yeah, I know about the fire. Let's intercept their car. Who has one of those LS grenades?
I got a flashbang.
If we don't have them on us, then they're in the van.
I think I had one.
Correct.
Yeah, so my thought is to hopefully maybe cut them off or whatever and maybe use this grenade to entangle the car.
Okay.
Sounds pretty neat.
I was picturing that I jumped into the back, so maybe we have to get in front of them so I can open up the back door.
All right, I hit the gas.
Amazing.
Rocket launcher would be cooler. But, you know, grenade, that'll work.
Do you have points in drive, Dosh?
We're going to find out.
That's awesome.
All right. As you guys speed towards the driveway, Oswald.
Yeah.
Inside.
I imagine I'm gonna grab like a random handful of paperwork from the office. It's probably gonna be useless, but you know, I'm here. And then start making my way back through. I don't know if there's any rooms I haven't seen yet, but those are my priority.
It does have a workout room that you haven't really. There's not too much in here.
Yes.
But you're able to find 4 vials of kind of a sickly blue liquid.
Snag those. Are they in a case, I hope?
They are not.
No.
Looks like they're...
Great.
They're just scattered about. There's a couple empty ones nearby as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll grab those just the same. I'll try and tuck them. Well, I guess I'd probably not take the time. Yep, I'll just grab them.
Fire is beginning to spread now into the living room.
Yeah.
You can see the hardwood floors and the sturdy furniture. Catching a blaze.
Okay. Since it doesn't seem like there's going to be a whole lot more I can recover from this place, I'm going to at least take a few pictures of what's going on here and make sure I get pictures of the corpse of the guy.
Yeah, it's pretty badly mangled. Like, you wouldn't be able to, you're not able to really recognize, besides the fact it's probably human, maybe Corlan.
Yeah.
The face has been, of course, beat in with a wine bottle.
Sure. I'll also check that body, make sure there's nothing on it. I assume somebody else already took anything that was on his body.
No, I mean, you're able to find his identification as well as wallet.
Okay. I'll take a picture of, like, my hand holding the identification, like, with his mangled corpse in view, and, you know, if I can, like, some of the flames in the background. And then pocket all that shit and get out.
You hear the meow of a cat comes chasing after you as you run for the door.
God damn it. Yes, I rescue the cat.
Yeah, the small golden cat you see on its necklace that says Cobbler.
Cobbler, come here, and I'll scoop him under an arm. All right, we're gonna do this chase with a cat under my arm. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully it's not afraid of heights.
The cat one arm and a vials of random drug in the other.
Yeah, this will go great.
It's probably not a random drug. It is probably grass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which grass, you know, needs to be injected. It is not, like, if it breaks in your pocket, it's not going to infect you.
I don't think I know that.
But if you get it in your blood.
Or if it gets in a cat's blood, it's going to telekinetic cat, right? That sounds cool.
That sounds like a super predator. That sounds like the only thing that was stopping cats was their size and lack of opposable digits.
Yeah, was drugs.
Yeah. Barreling down the driveway. Breakneck speed is the vehicle for banter support. Adash is driving this. Are you trying to get in front of them, or are you...
I'll follow behind until I can find a good spot where I can try to pull around them.
Okay, so you are going to be in the chasing scenario, correct?
Oh, I believe so.
Alrighty. With that being said, then, I need an opposed drive check.
Alright. Wish me luck, you guys. Actually, do I get to do my panache to my drive stuff? It is! It's on ride, does that count?
Yep.
Awesome. Alright. And then I'm going to roll my 1d6 to do my panache. So I rolled a 20 with a plus 6 on it. So 26. Oh, I get to roll again. It explodes because it's panache. So 27. I rolled the 1.
And unexplode.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, versus their 12. Banner support, though, the banner support driver here seems to be at a bit of a loss as he watches your van quickly get around him on these... these are wide open roads for the estates here. As you guys are barreling towards the front gate, of which our Lycal security guard has not opened yet.
And we're all wearing bowler hats because none of us took them off.
Unfortunately, Oswald is at a disadvantage here, having to rely on street lamps to try to sling off of.
Yep.
But yes, your tentacled friend with a bowler's hat and a cat in one arm is quickly swinging his way down the street towards the two vehicles chasing each other. Since you won this round, Dosh, you get first action. What are you trying to do?
We're barreling. How far away do I have before we hit the gate that's not opened yet?
You have one round.
I'll say, Dosh, get close.
Yeah. I'm going to try to see if I can cut him off, I guess. Try to see if I can get ahead of him.
Fours, get that grenade ready.
Yeah, I'm waiting by the back door.
And I'm going to be flashing my lights and honking my horn at the same time so that the guy in the fucking security booth sees us coming.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll say fours, when the time comes, throw that grenade at them. Just toss it, and I'll do the rest. And hopefully my magic is stronger than their drugs.
All right. Dosh, another opposed drive check to get in front of them and cut them off.
All right. How many panaches do I got? Okay. All right. Oh, 17.
All right. Fortunately, you slam against the side of it. You're unable to get in front as both of you barrel towards the gate. Your honking, though, does alert the Lycal inside as he quickly runs out the back. As both vehicles come shattering through, destroying both the gate and the small box you stand.
Oh, no. Oh,
Jesus.
And with that, we will end here. And a special thanks again to Nyalor, allowing us to use his music. The intro and outro is titled Bush Week. You also heard A Tremendous Thing, Axis Mundi, and Our Monstrous Purpose.
Thanks for listening, and stay safe out there.